An iwi leader who led a hikoi of hundreds to Parliament yesterday is optimistic the government will make changes to the fast-track approvals bill. Ngāti Toa marched from Wellington train station to Parliament forecourt to call out what it sees is a threat of irreversible harm to nature. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka and RMA Minister Chris Bishop met the crowd, telling them they'd heard the challenge. Ngāti Toa Chief Executive Helmut Mudlik joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, morena.
What were the main changes you want that could make this bill work?
Well, the first one really is the current provision for ministerial, interference really over the process, and the potential for them to cut across the findings of an expert panel that would otherwise be determining what the environmental risks are. From our perspective, the idea that effectively three laymen ministers could reverse such a decision makes no sense to us, and really opens up questions of political interference and or worse. So no, we think that's the main problem. The other one is that I mentioned yesterday is the current lack of provision for Te Tiriti and the extent of engagement with both iwi, mana whenua and the community, actually, to the degree that we would have confidence that the environmental harms would be prevented. So those are the two main things that we were wanting to bring to their attention yesterday.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, the ministerial oversight, that's a biggie for them to give up. How confident are you that you can persuade them to do that? What sort of reception did you get when you spoke, the ministers came out and spoke?
Yeah, so this isn't the first time that the ministers have heard this concern. There's been a number of community leaders and iwi leaders around the country have raised this. We've seen in the media that it's come from other directions as well, that there are inherent risks in that inclusion, in that process, of the minister inclusion in the process. And so my raising that yesterday was not new. And there have been genuine conversations that we've been having with ministers, with the government, and they recognise some of those risks. So the focus for me and why I'm optimistic is that we do see eye to eye on what we're actually trying to achieve primarily, which is about speeding up the delivery of our housing and infrastructure, and that the risks that are needing to be balanced around the environment, we agree that they do need to be balanced. And we've simply given the message that the mechanisms that are proposed won't achieve that. And I believe the ministers are hearing that.
There was a fast-track piece of legislation already under Labor. It's different now with ministerial oversight. Were you sort of keen to use, had you expressed any interest in using that? I mean, are you trying to, you're saying you would use this legislation if it was modified?
Well,
hopefully.
Well, that's a good question. To be frank, it's not one that I have turned my mind to. We have been working away hard in order to see as quick as possible the developments that we are investing and co-investing in. And if there was a fit-for-purpose fast-track pathway that we felt was making the right balance between environmental outcomes, treaty outcomes, and what we're trying to do developmentally, for sure we would look to use that. Yep, that's sensible.
Kia ora, appreciate your time this morning. Helmut Mudlik there, the Chief Executive at Ngāti Toa.